have 100 questions, you know, 1,000, 1,000,000. And the problem is, I sometimes don't know where to begin.
Just start somewhere. Go ahead, right now.
When will my life finally take off? What does it take to get it together and achieve even a modicum of success? Can the struggle ever end?
Good. Now we're getting to it. Don't apologize for these questions. These are the questions men and women have been asking for hundreds of years. The questions were so silly they wouldn't be asked over and over again by each succeeding generation. So let's go to question one. I've established laws in the universe that make it possible for you to have, to create, exactly what you choose. These laws cannot be violated, nor can they be ignored. You are following these laws right now, even as you listen to this. You cannot not follow the law, for these are the way things work. You cannot step aside from this. You cannot operate outside of it. Every minute of your life, you have been operating inside of it, and everything you have ever experienced, you have thusly created. You are in a partnership with God. We share an eternal covenant. My promise to you is to always give you what you ask. Your promise is to ask, to understand the process of the asking and the answering. I've already explained this process to you once. I'll do so again so that you clearly understand it. You are a threefold being. You consist of body, mind, and spirit. You could also call these the physical, the non-physical, and the metaphysical. This is the Holy Trinity, and it has been called by many names. That which you are, I am. I am manifested as three in one. Some of your theologians have called this Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Your psychiatrists have recognized this triumvirate and called it conscious, subconscious, and superconscious. Your philosophers have called it the id, the ego, and the superego. Science calls this energy, matter, and antimatter. Poets speak of mind, heart, and soul. New Age thinkers refer to body, mind, and spirit. Your time is divided into past, present, and future. Could this not be the same as subconscious, conscious, and superconscious? Space is likewise divided into three, here, there, and the space between. It is defining and describing this space between that becomes difficult, elusive. The moment you begin defining or describing, the space you describe becomes here or there. Yet we know this space between exists. It is what holds here and there in place, just as the eternal now holds before and after in place. These three aspects of you are actually three energies. You might call them thought, word, and action. All three put together produce a result, which in your language and understanding is called feeling or experience. Your soul, subconscious, id, spirit, past, is the sum total of every feeling you've ever had, created. Your awareness of some of these is called your memory. When you have a memory, you are said to remember, that is, to put back together, to reassemble the parts. When you reassemble all of the parts of you, you will have remembered who you really are. The process of creation starts with thought, an idea, conception, visualization. Everything you see was once someone's idea. Nothing exists in your world that did not first exist as pure thought. This is true of the universe as well. Thought is the first level of creation. Next comes the word. Everything you say is a thought expressed. It is creative and sends forth creative energy into the universe. Words are more dynamic, thus some might say more creative than thought, because words are a different level of vibration from thought. They disrupt, change, alter, affect the universe with greater impact. Words are the second level of creation. Next comes action. Actions are words moving. Words are thoughts expressed. Thoughts are ideas formed. Ideas are energies come together. Energies are forces released. Forces are elements existent. Elements are particles of God, portions of all, the stuff of everything. The beginning is God. The end is action. Action is God creating or God experienced. Your thought about yourself is that you are not good enough, not wondrous enough, not sinless enough to be a part of God, in partnership with God. You have denied for so long who you are that you've forgotten who you are. This has not occurred by coincidence. This is not happenstance. It is all part of the divine plan. For you could not claim, create, experience who you are if you already were it. It was necessary first for you to release, deny, forget your connection to me in order to fully experience it by fully creating it, by calling it forth. For your grandest wish and my grandest desire was for you to experience yourself as the part of me you are. You are therefore in the process of experiencing yourself by creating yourself anew in every single moment, as am I, through you. Do you see the partnership? Do you grasp its implications? It is a holy collaboration, truly a holy communion. Life will take off for you then, when you choose for it to. You have not so chosen as yet. You have procrastinated, prolonged, protracted, protested. Now it is time that you promulgated and produced what you have been promised. To do this, you must believe the promise and live it. You must live the promise of God. The promise of God is that you are His son, her offspring, its likeness, His equal. Here is where you get hung up. You can accept His son, offspring, likeness, but you recoil at being called His equal. It is too much to accept, too much bigness, too much wonderment, too much responsibility. For if you are God's equal, that means nothing is being done to you and all things are created by you. There can be no more victims, no more villains, only outcomes of your thought about a thing.